Blog Talk Radio.
With Paris. Thank you for tuning in. We are so happy to be back, and we are going to now start our program about what is killing Americans. And for that, also, let's just say, what is causing all this chronic disease, all this disability, all this death, so many ailments? We have more physicians and more family practitioners, more medical professionals than ever before, and yet people are dying left and right from lifestyle-related diseases. What is going on with that? I've never seen so many physicians, so many hospitals, so many clinics. Now I'm seeing dialysis centers all over the place. I understand now you can actually buy a dialysis center. There's a franchise now. Oh, people, what's going on? Let's fight this thing back. I am convinced that so many of these diseases are lifestyle-related primarily. And if we cannot adjust our lifestyle, how many more pills can the pharmaceutical industry market? I mean, there is a pill for everything, and yet people are dying left and right. There's something wrong, people. There is something wrong because it doesn't make sense to have, I mean, the pharmaceutical industry is a multi-billion, yay, trillion-dollar industry, and people are still dying. There are more physicians than ever before, and people are still dying. It leads me to believe that it's not working. Our traditional medical system is not working, and that makes me think that, you know what, we need to be our own physicians as much as possible. And by that, I mean we need to address some of our lifestyle habits or non-habits that we need to get rid of or that either we need to start. And I am convinced that a pharmaceutical pill or potion or lotion or whatever, that is not the only solution. A lot of times that's not even the solution. It doesn't even cure it's not a curative. It is just a business industry to keep you hooked on pharmaceuticals. I'm not saying don't take your pharmaceuticals. I'm saying also be an advocate to find out what you can do in addition to taking all these pharmaceuticals. Look at what you're doing in your lifestyle. Ask yourself, in your honest opinion, am I drinking enough water? Do I have a regular exercise program? What am I eating? Am I eating too much fat food? Am I eating proper fruits and nutrition, like vegetables? And we're going to get our vitamins and minerals and nutrients, our phytochemicals, our phytonutrients. They're going to come from our foods. They're going to come from what we're eating, what we're drinking. Are we drinking too much soda? Are we drinking too much coffee? I mean, these are questions we're going to have to start asking ourselves. We must fight back because you all know there's so many. It's a drug for every drug. I mean, I see some commercials. It's like there's so many side effects. I'm thinking, oh, you may as well kill yourself. All these side effects. And some of the side effects are atrocious. One says uncontrollable bowel movements. Another one says vomiting or without even knowing it's going to come. I mean, it's just ridiculous, people. You know, you've seen these commercials where the side effects, they got to see them so fast. They're tiny, small writings. You can't see them. So, people, the only thing I am saying is let's advocate lifestyle changes, not a diet, not a something we can take in our mouth every day at 2 o'clock. Let's try to start walking. Let's try to start getting fresh air. When you go outside, do some deep breathing. Get some fresh air into your lungs so that you can have healthy cells full of oxygen. It will deliver that throughout your body. Many of us are oxygen deprived. Are we drinking enough water? Studies show that millions of Americans are walking around dehydrated because they're simply not drinking just pure fresh water. We're replacing that with the sugary sodas, with the juices, with the coffee, the caffeine. They now have this stuff that you can put in. You get a nice bottle of fresh water, and now they have something you can just put in the water and take that away. I'm thinking, wait a minute, you just got a bottle of fresh water. So now they're telling you to add this to it and make it sweeter, make it taste like watermelon, make it taste like lemonade or whatever. And it's got all these artificial sweeteners in it. People, I believe our lifestyles are primarily what's happening with us, and it's causing some death and disability because we're not eating correctly. We're not getting daily exercise. We're not breathing fresh, clean air. We're not getting many of us don't even get our proper rest. We may get 2 or 3 hours of rest at night. We're going to bed like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and getting up at 6, 7 o'clock. Come on, people. Our bodies need adequate amounts of rest. We have to get our fresh air. We have to get proper nutrition. We must implement daily exercise. We must get that water. We must trust in God. People, there's some things that we can do ourselves that can really improve your life drastically. If we implement some things on a systematic basis, not just haphazardly, but let's get some stuff control and let's learn how to just implement some of these principles in our life where we can just start looking at fighting back. Let's not just depend on pharmaceuticals. Let's not just depend on doctors. You're your own best doctor. Let's face it, people, you know what? Pharmaceutical industries stay in business because they want to make that money from you buying all these pharmaceutical meds instead of fighting back yourself and getting rid of these meds because it's a business. Remember, it is a business, and they are in business because we are sick, and we're not fighting back. We're just using pharmaceuticals. What we're doing is putting a patch on a major incision. We got serious problems, and all thing we're doing is putting Band-Aids on it. We need to stop putting the Band-Aids on it and look at the real causes. Look at some things that we can do. Stop eating the wrong things. Stop eating late at night. Stop eating things that are non-nutritive. In other words, we're eating too much refined foods. We're eating too much fast foods. We're eating too much processed foods, packaged foods, frozen foods. What happened to the fast foods of fruits, a banana, an apple, grapes, strawberries. There's so many things that we need to replace in our lives. And you'd be surprised if you and I would replace so many of these deadly habits of harmful eating. Just replace that with some wholesome, fresh foods, organic preferably. Let's try to not eat as much of the fast foods or the fried chicken. I'm not going to tell people to cut it out, get rid of it, because some of us, we can't do that quickly. We have to have a transition into it. But what I am telling you is at least start by lessening what we eat. For instance, if you eat 3 pieces of fried chicken, please cut it down to 1, 1.5. If you eat 3 or 4 cheeseburgers, maybe, you know, just cut it down to 1. If we eat 1 pound of French fries, cut it down to you get my drift. I'm not advocating swift radical change here. I'm not saying go to a vegan diet. That's ridiculous. Let's be real. Most of us are not going to be vegan overnight, but we can attempt to try to start eating more healthy. Let's advocate and implement just some simple walking. I'm not saying go out and join a gym, get your exercise on, go join a gym, you're going to pay $30 a month or whatever, go buy all these exercise clothes. No, let's keep it real. Let's just get it, and we're watching TV. Let's stand in front of our favorite program or whatever. Stand there and just walk in front of the TV. Walk on commercials. And you don't have to do the whole program. You may decide to do it. Well, you know what? Throughout this program, I'm going to try to walk at least 5 or 10 minutes. And then the next day or the next week, you increase that 5 or 10 minutes to 15 minutes. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. In other words, let's start changing. Let's start changing gradually. Let's change in a way where we're not going to be afraid to do it. We're not going to be not wanting to do it because it's too laborious, it's too much. Let's do it gradually. Let's start drinking water. Instead of drinking that Coca-Cola for lunch, try to implement maybe once or twice a week, try to drink a bottle of water. How about that? Let's decrease the amount of coffee and the all these caffeinated drinks. How about we just say, you know what, this week I'm not going to drink a cup of coffee every day. This week I'm going to drink 3 cups of coffee or 4 cups of coffee. And every other week, however you quickly as you can do it, it's up to each individual. You know what, let's say, you know what, this week I'm going to look at drinking 3 cups of coffee, and those other 2 days I'm going to replace with some water. People, in other words, implement some simple lifestyle changes yourself. It does not take a doctor's prescription to go for a walk in most cases. And like I said, that walk doesn't have to be outside. It's great to exercise out there in the fresh air if you can do that. That's the one way of getting that fresh air I talked about earlier. Get that fresh air into your lungs. Let that oxygen nourish your cells so they can carry oxygen-rich blood throughout the body. We can implement these changes slowly but surely. We must educate ourselves, people, because what I'm finding is that the medical profession, many of them, not all of them, but many of them want to give you a pill. Many of them want to say, you know what, you're going to have to take this pill for the rest of your life. Let me tell you, I don't believe that. So a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And I don't believe that, but if you buy that, they'll sell it to you. But my message is today, lifestyle changes, because like the program, the name of the program is What's Killing Americans? I'm speaking of some things right now that I shared with you just now. That's what's killing Americans, I believe, is lifestyle changes that we're not making. And as a result of that, I know some people on 5, 10 different medicines every day. What? Come on. This is showing me there's too much money in this pharmaceuticals, and we are making people filthy, rich millionaires. And eventually, the medicines don't even work for you anymore. Your body becomes immune to them. You're breaking the liver down. The poor liver is trying its best to keep up with all the detox it has to do. Let's think simple. Let's think naturally. Let's find ways that we can improve our health and improve our bodies with some basic things that we can do ourselves. In the morning, instead of having a baconator, whatever they call them, or eating all the foods that's out there for breakfast now, all these, you know, these wraps full of this pork and cheese, white bread, all this sodium. Instead of that, let's look at maybe once a week or twice a week, let's not get the baconator. Let's have a bowl of oatmeal with some fruit in it, some water, just some simple changes that we can readily make. We just have to decide in our minds, you know what, I'm sick of being sick. I'm tired of taking this medication. What are you going to do about it? I advocate fighting back by some lifestyle changes that we all have to make. We're, none of us are getting younger. We're all getting older. We need to take a stand. We need to take a stand for our own bodies. We say they're our own, but they're really not. They're temples of God. We need to take better care of God's temple. So people, listen to me. That's wonderful, but we must apply it. We must exercise applied knowledge, because then it becomes wisdom. Because if you know it and you're not doing anything about it, you may as well not know it, because you're just like the next person. They don't know, they're not doing anything. You know it and you're not doing anything, so what's the difference? So I advocate once again, let's fight back. Let's wage war against all these chronic diseases. I'm seeing people dying left and right from diseases I truly believe are reversible and preventable. And it's through our lifestyle. It's not through a potion or lotion or a pill. It's simply through lifestyle-related changes. Simply getting more fruits, grains, vegetables, nuts, seeds into your nutritional plan. I don't like to use the word diet. Getting some daily exercise, adequate amount of water, trusting in God. Another thing we do, a lot of us overeat, overdrink. Let's be temperate. Let's be moderate. Instead of eating 5 pieces of chicken, eat 2 pieces. Instead of drinking 5 sodas, reduce it to 1. Exchange it for some water. We have to do it. Because if we don't do it, we're going to find ourselves with premature death and disability. The medical industry is a multi-trillion dollar industry now, and primarily due to pharmaceuticals, to people who will not make the changes, through a lack of education, through a lack of knowledge, and applied knowledge. You can know all you want to know, but if you're not going to apply it, you may as well forget it. It's like the Bible says, either hot or cold, lukewarm ain't going to get it. So people, listen, learn, and apply. Application is the key. Learning it and listening to it is wonderful. But if we don't apply it, if we don't make it real, what good is it going to do us? So let's wage war. Let's wage war. Let's fight back. You know, the number one prescription written in America today is for hypertension. So many people have hypertension. That man, whatever pharmaceutical industry or how many pharmaceutical industries are making these hypertension pills, oh, man, they are filthy, crazy rich. You think they want their blood pressure to reduce? No, because the more pills you buy, the bigger their yacht or the bigger their mansion or their estate or whatever. Think about it, people. We're not looking for cures from this pharmaceutical industry. They're not looking to cure you. They're looking to you as a customer, not as a one they're going to provide care for. You're simply a customer, making their bank accounts bigger and bigger. So I admonish you and I encourage you to at least start some simple lifestyle changes. Drink some water. Get some exercise. And like I said, do it in moderation. Don't go out there and kill yourself and sweating and going too far. Start light. Start easy. Just take some walks in your living room. take some walks in your den while you're watching television. If you're laying down watching television on the commercial, do a couple of sit-ups. Build up. Next week, this week you may do 3 sit-ups. Next week you may be up to 7 sit-ups. You have to build your endurance, build your body, be willing to make these changes for you primarily, for God, for your loved ones, for your friends. Be an example because God is watching us and he wants us to take care of these bodies. They're not ours. Let's take care of our bodies because if we don't take care of our bodies, are our bodies going to take care of us? It's something to think about. And when you finish thinking about it, implement some of these things. That's all I'm saying. Just implement some of them. I'm not telling you to drastically make any changes in your nutritional plan. Just implement some simple changes. Instead of eating a Baconator 3 times a week, maybe 1 time a week. Replace it with some oatmeal. Replace it with some Cheerios, some high grain cereal. This is something that can help, especially if you suffer from constipation. Look at eating some warm oatmeal. Put an apple in it. Drink some water. You have the ability to make the changes you need to make more than any doctor, more than anybody, more than any medical profession. You are your best. And start those changes. And by the way, please find me on Facebook under Healthy Choices with Perry, and let's continue to fight back. I want to thank you for listening and for thinking about it, but most I want to thank you for that implementation. Thank you for listening to Healthy Choices with Perry, and remember, above all things, I wish that thou prosper and be in health. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Never before.
And that was our host, Miss Perry, who is the weekly radio host on blogtalkradio.com/healthychoiceswithperry. You can hear her every Monday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, and 3 Pacific, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you, Ms. Perry, so much for that good information. We really appreciate it. And as always, we'd like to encourage our listeners, our chat room guests, and our mostly on-demand episode listeners who listen to us after the show is live. You can find us on blogtalkradio.com/healthychoiceswithperry. That's P-A-R-R-I. You can also find Ms. Perry on YouTube at Healthy Choices, and you can find her on Facebook, Healthy Choices with Perry on Facebook. You can find her on Twitter and also on Instagram. All of these different components of her social media health awareness program are available to you free, and that is absolutely free. We would like you to join us also to become a subscriber to our email list. You can email us at healthychoiceswithperry@gmail.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H-Y. C-H-O-I-C-E-S with P-A-R-R-I at gmail.com. That is actually the best way to reach us on a regular basis. and we will be able to respond within 24 hours. So again, as we wrap up tonight's episode, the first episode for 2016, on this Monday, the 25th of January, we thank you. We pray that you will listen to us every week. If not, you can listen to us on demand, and you can gather some valuable information for your lifestyle, for your health, for your wellness, for preventing disease, and to stay healthy, be healthy, and remain healthy. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.
Territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before.